One of the reactors at the Point Beach nuclear power plant may be offline for the rest of the month, but the plant's owner, We Energies, says it thinks its system of plants will generate enough electricity to meet projected demand this summer. Company CEO Gail Klappa says with some contracts it has to buy more power, We Energies should also meet the state's goal for utilities to have an 18% reserve margin.
However, the risks to that are an exceptionally warm summer or a quicker than we expected economic recovery, because the 18% reserve margin is bounced off of expected demand. So if we have a blowout summer in terms of heat, or if we have a stronger economic recovery where industrial demand comes back, then we won't quite hit the 18% reserve margin.
Klappa says any failure to complete the Point Beach repairs on time could also result in missing the target margin. State Public Service Commission Chairperson Bernie Bridge says all the electric utilities around Wisconsin report they should have enough reserve power. But last summer's electricity shutdown in parts of the eastern U.S. caused Wisconsin's transmission system to wobble. Bridge says it's difficult to forecast the power line situation for this summer.
We don't have the ability to overbuild, if you will, power lines the way we have an opportunity to have utilities keep a reserve margin on hand. So there, if lines go out, they can have a detrimental effect, and we have a somewhat more limited ability to backfill behind that.
Bridge says the transmission system is designed to back itself up, but could falter if several bad things happen at once. While there's official optimism that major electricity problems won't happen this year, We Energies says if a pending legal challenge halts work on its plant upgrade in Port Washington, its generating reserve margin could be down to 7% by next summer. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.